it right.
No, none of your doing.
So if you will just repeat after me, Lord, my ears hear.
Lord, my ears hear.
My eyes see.
My eyes see.
My heart does perceive.
My heart does perceive.
That you're talking to me.
That you're talking to me.
Amen?
Amen.
So I'm going to kind of be flowing through Matthew 13, because that's where he brought me during the middle of the morning, etc. And one of the things that I want to make sure that you have an understanding of is the chosen vessels have a purpose, and the others are, let's say, unfortunate. And it's just where they are. And that's not your business or my business. It is his business. So you'll find the, it's 13 verse 1 says the parable of the sower. And I don't want to go into all the details there. I just want to go into verse 10. The disciples came to him and asked, why do you speak to the people in parables? Because that's what he's given them. The parable of the sower. And he replied, the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven have been given to you, but not to them. Now that's dividing. Correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There are times that I have understood stuff, and maybe 5 years later, the Lord will say, now I'm going to give you a deeper understanding of that same word, which I thought I understood at the time. It's because I could only handle that particular amount of info. Verse 12, whoever has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. That is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. It's scary. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's hearts have become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. So healing is conditional. If they turn, if they choose, healing will manifest. Now the blessing, verse 16. Blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For I tell you the truth, many prophets and righteous men longed to see what you see, but did not see it. To hear what you hear, but did not hear it. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown. Notice again, here's the message about the kingdom. The kingdom of heaven is coming to the earth.
Amen.
Are we ready? We've been saying, thy will be done on earth as it is
in heaven.
But people say it, they don't mean it.
Exactly.
Or understand it. Okay? I can remember maybe 7 or 8 years after the Holy Spirit filled me and started to change me. He said, I want you to change the words. Now, I had known that prayer since I was maybe 5, 6 years old. Thy will be done, thy kingdom come. He says, now make it personal. Well, do you know I couldn't say the prayer? I broke down. I had to re-say it quickly in order to make it through. And he made it my prayer, and he reminded me that the kingdom had to start inside of me.
Yes, Lord.
And it was about me personally that he was trying to get through to me. Now, this is the seed sown along the path, verse 19. The one who receives the seed that fell on the rocky place is the man who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since he has no root or foundation,
amen,
he lasts only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away. The one who receives the seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word. But the worries of this life, and I stress that one, the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it, make it unfruitful. But the one who receives the seed that fell on the good soil is the man who hears the word and understands it. He produces a crop yielding 160, 30 times what was sown. Then he goes about the parable of the weeds, and he gives information on that. So I want to take you down that road just a little bit. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field, but while everyone was sleeping, I love the part that's sleeping because it refers to the bride. The bridesmaids are where? They're sleeping, according to the book of Revelation. And Jesus comes to what? Wake them up. Everyone was sleeping. His enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, Sir, didn't you sow good seeds in the field, in your field? Where then did these weeds come from? An enemy did this, he replied. The servant asked him, Do you want us to go and pull them out? No, he answered. Because while you are pulling the weeds, you may root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. I like the part, it's until the harvest. It gives you a timeline. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them into bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn. So you know the wheat goes into the barn. That's because it has value. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, and it goes on. Now, I wanted to skip forward. Go to verse 30. Then he left the crowd and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field.
36.
Isn't that cool? I'm sorry. Did I say it wrong? 36.
36.
All right. He answered, The one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. So you've got identifying. The field is the word, and the good seed stands for the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one. Isn't that cool? Complete division. But he also calls them sons of the evil one. And I think that's important. And the enemy may sow them, I'm sorry, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. You and I have heard the message back in December. You heard it again a few weeks ago at Passover. The angels have never been preached like it's been preached. In fact, Mary Jo gave me copies of the article that I asked Peggy to print, because a gentleman in California had the same message that we received from Patrick and his wife. Exactly the same message. He's in the Los Angeles area. I will give you the information of that afterwards. But it's all about the harvesters. Verse 40. As the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of the kingdom everything that causes sin. See, what he was saying to me now is where the root system that is now the works of the Holy Spirit in each of us. He's implying to me the principle is the same. If you and I have root systems of the darkness that are in us, or foundation stones that are of the arch enemy, they need to be removed. They need to be burned up. And the angels have been commissioned to what? Do this work. All right? They're gathering up, and they're going to make sure that only the root systems of the tares will be removed. That's what he was doing last night with me. That's why he woke me up this morning, to take care of something that's been in there since I'm 4 or 5 years old. Now, I probably was there from the time I was born, but the bottom line is he brought it back. I wasn't looking for it. Sometimes I don't like what he shows, okay? But the bottom line is, he's on the job, and so are his angels. And I wanted to make sure that you see that the principle is the same. The end of the age is where we're at. Now, you say, well, how many years is the end of the age? Let's look at Jesus. He's born, and his beginnings are 30 years later. When he turns 30, he begins to do. Then he does 3.5 years of ministry. So there's 33.5 years of the end of the old age in process to come into the new. Keeping that in mind, all of the advertisements that you see on Christian television, and I'm not against Christian television, but I see the garbage that's peddled. Excuse the expression, but it is peddled. And it's not always God. So I'm asking you, those who listen to this message, listen to what the Bible says rather than what people preach.
Amen.
Because again, you can be deceived. Ask the Holy Spirit and his angels to clear up what needs to be cleaned up, and then you'll progress. Because you see, you are of the kingdom. So you have ears that do hear. You have a heart that does perceive, and your eyes are willing to see, and in your willingness, he'll feed you. And he'll help you get rid of the tares. Now, 42, they will be thrown them into the fiery furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's when he's dealing with people. Then the righteous will shine like the sun and the kingdoms of their father. He who has ears, let him hear. And I could go on. What I want you to do is this. Just close your eyes in your Bible right now and say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
We are able to hear.
We are able to hear.
We're able to see.
We're able to see.
And our heart is perceiving.
And our heart is perceiving.
That sonship is a reality.
That sonship is a reality.
It is a truth.
It is a truth.
That we can walk in.
That we can walk in.
And we will not go in reverse.
And we will not go in reverse. Amen.
We will go forward with joy.
We will go forward with joy.
And allow the work of God.
And allow the work of God.
To come into our hearts.
And cleanse us.
From all unrighteousness.
That's his plan.
And it is our plan. We're totally in harmony. For the glory of our God it shall be. And I give you the praise, my Lord. Keep working on me.
Don't give up.
If I'm complaining later on,
and I'm not in my right mind,
don't listen to me. But right now I am in my right mind.
And I hear.
I want the victory. I'm not settling for second best.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I wanted to make sure we have a V for victory for our sister in Christ.
Amen.
Victory for her family. And an awareness in her heart. That we miss her already. And I really am ready for resurrection. Should it be your will, Lord, the grace will come. Amen?
Amen.
Should it be your reality for us, then we will be ready because you will have prepared us. Lord Jesus, you said that we would be gathered together and be reunited when we come to the table. Your word says we're surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. We welcome the cloud of witnesses, Lord. We are grateful for the angels that you have released to us. Not only have they been seen, but we believe and receive them with great joy. We want to recognize that it is your workmanship cleaning us up. And I correct it. Cleaning us and cleaning me. Because every single one of us has tears that need to be removed. Take a deep breath and close your eyes and say, Lord Jesus, whatever tears that you are ready to remove, prepare me.
I want it out. I want it burned.
I want it completely removed.
I want it completely removed.
All the roots have got to go.
All the roots have got to go.
Any unbelief that's still troubling me.
It's got to go.
In Jesus' name.
Loose and let me go.
All the unbelief has to go.
In Jesus' name.